This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
Mocking words from 2 Kings 2. Some boys came out of the town and jeered at him. They said, "Get out of here, Baldy." Bethel, which means house of God, was named by Jacob when he had a vision and received a promise from God. In Elisha's day, Bethel was the house of a false god, a golden calf set up there by King Jeroboam. At the outskirts of Bethel, Elisha is mocked by a group of boys. What happens is not pretty. Angered by their teasing, Elisha curses them. Wild bears come out of the forest and maul 42 of them. Is Elisha just a vain man who doesn't like to be reminded of his lack of hair? What is going on? The boys are teenage apprentices to the priest serving the golden calf. "Go away," they threaten, "or else." Baldy? They could be mocking Elisha's head shaved in grief for Elijah. In any case, this is not a playful group of children, but a gang of thugs. To mock another human being is to insult someone made in the image of God, precious to the Creator. To mock God's prophet, though, is even worse, directly insulting the Lord. We don't know if Elisha saw his curse fulfilled, or if he was long down the road to Mount Carmel by the time the bearers carried out God's justice. Prophets are people of healing, but they also must stand against evil and the powers of darkness in this world, and name them for what they are. Do you name the evil you see and rebuke it?
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.